We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Stranger danger.
Stranger danger.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. Mashonda.
Hi.
Welcome back. We haven't
Thank you.
In how long?
20
years?
No, 2018, when the book came out.
Yep, yep. How are you?
I remember. I'm great.
How's your energy?
Amazing.
Okay, okay.
I think, you know, I think my energy is always amazing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty steady.
You set your affirmations in the morning?
Always.
Yep. What was
All
it this
day.
Morning?
I think the first thing I said to myself when I woke up was, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Okay.
And you feel great. You
Absolutely.
Feel great.
Even with the rain and everything? And cold.
I love the rain because living in San Diego now, we don't get any rain.
Why San Diego?
It's just gorgeous.
I know, but like, what was the connection? Because, you know, you used to live here.
I've lived here my whole life. Mm-hmm. 2020 happened. My grandmother, who raised me, one of the closest people in my life, passed away in 2020.
Oh, sorry to hear.
And yeah, and she was the main reason why I stayed here so long, because I was taking care of her. My son's father moved out to San Diego in 2019, and my son struggled with it a lot.
Mm. And I seen his dad.
Right. So, you know, he lost that connection. It was a weekly thing. So, I've been wanting to move to LA for years, but I stayed because of my grandmother. And when everything happened, I went out to San Diego, spent a month, and fell in love. I was like, I don't want to live in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live here. It's like nature everywhere. And it ended up working out. Mm. Yeah.
Reignited your love for music too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely think that setting had a lot to do with it, you know, really emerging back into it.
And your son had a lot to do with it also.
100%.
Influence on everything. So
totally.
Can you tell us why you've put out an EP? It's been how long since your last project?
Oh my God. January Joy came out in 2005.
Yikes.
Jesus Christ.
17 years later, you're like,
so what? It wasn't, I know you did, it wasn't that you didn't have a lack of love for music. Was it the industry? More the industry, right?
Absolutely the industry. you know, I felt a little misplaced mm-hmm. and a little unwelcomed and, you know.
Even blackballed, would you say, go so far as
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I heard things here and there. People felt like they had to choose sides. Mm-hmm. I still feel like a lot of people do feel that way. And I get it. You know, I know people.
You never got that, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That must have been on them because I've never felt like I couldn't play a Mashonda record.
Couldn't
host mm-hmm. a show or club. I've
ever.
Never felt that at all.
But you'd be surprised.
That was
you'd
on them then.
You'd be surprised. Totally. Okay. Totally. And, you know, it was a little discouraging. And as much as I love music, I've been doing music way before I met my ex, mm-hmm. you know? So it was me. And my son came in the room last year in November and he said, "Ma, you're viral on TikTok." And I was like, "What does that mean, you know?" And
Mashonda, you ain't that old. You ain't no viral.
Listen, you know what's going
on.
I've been in a bubble. I was never on TikTok until he told me this.
Now I believe that. Somebody up here said, "Charlamagne, your sound on TikTok. Your sound's
like,
going viral."
What?
I'm like, "What are you talking about?"
Right. And it was a record that I did in 2003, mm-hmm. a freestyle I did over a Busta Rhymes joint, "The Honey I See You." Mm-hmm. It had like millions and millions and millions of interactions worldwide. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Okay, well, maybe this is a sign. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe I need to really get back into it, especially now that this generation knows my voice." Mm-hmm. So I did just that, you know, and I created a body of work that I love. Mm-hmm. And it's art, you know, it's not a traditional album. It's from beginning to end a story.
Mm-hmm. And what's the story based on?
Love mm-hmm. and my transformation. I don't always use the word healing because I feel like it's more of a transformation. Mm-hmm. And just the ups and downs of love.
You did some visuals with it.
I did a lot of visuals.
Felt a lot of energy yes. with the interaction with yes. you and your main leading man.
Yes, because I wanted to create a visual that was refreshing mm-hmm. compared to what's happening now in visuals where it's, you know, I don't feel like we're showing love and romance and what that looks like anymore. I feel like it's almost like a dying art.
Do people even know what that is anymore?
This is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to take it back to what that looks like having an argument with the person you're in love with, but then coming back together, not canceling him, mm-hmm. you know? So that's what Complicated is all about.
Mm-hmm. Did your son help you pick the beats and help you produce? And
nah.
He did not at all?
He has
nothing. You kept him out of it?
He didn't want nothing to do with it.
Really?
You know, he has his own genre of music.
I figured, your son makes music. Say, "But Mom, let me help you out a little bit."
No, you know, he's like, when I do make something that he can relate to, he's like, "Yeah, this one's good." Mm-hmm. Otherwise, to him, it's like old people music, you know?
Did you play the EP for him?
He loves it.
Okay.
He loves it, yeah.
What is a God's plan affirmation?
So the God's plan affirmation, my grandmother always used to say, put everything in God's hands. Mm-hmm. So at the end, that's what I say. I say, God, it's God's plan and it's in God's hands. And that one starts with waking up and blessing the day. And I say, I want to thank my day with you. So I'm speaking to the person listening. I want to count my blessings starting with you. So that's to let you know you are a blessing, right? So it's interactive, the music and the affirmations, because I want people to really, I feel like our culture, sometimes we have a hard time understanding how to even get into meditating. I have a lot of people ask me, "Well, how do you meditate? What is an affirmation?" So I wanted to incorporate that into the EP just to give people a small idea of how to get started. And I did it over a very relatable kind of beat. Mm-hmm. So
now
there are three of them.
You work with a lot of people in this industry. Did you reach out to any of them during this project? Did some of them say, "Nah, I'm not effing with you"? Has everybody came with open arms?
I didn't want to work with anyone in the industry. So I worked with two new young producers. Mm-hmm. Lanisha Nelson, who's an amazing vocalist and songwriter, engineer, and Quan Keys, who is a sick producer. He's a church guy. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to work with new, fresh, you know, undiscovered talent. Mm-hmm. I didn't really want to put anybody in a situation where it was like, all right, let me make sure it's okay, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I just did my own thing.
That probably helps to create a trauma-free album, too.
Absolutely.
Because you're not bringing no old triggers.
And, you know, certain things like, you know, I like the song Runaway.
Yes.
And the story behind that song in particular, I think is interesting because it can be such a relief when you're like in a bad situation and you get out of it.
Baby, it is freedom, right? It's Runaway is just about walking away from a situation before it gets out of hand. Mm-hmm. Like knowing when to respect the red flags, you know? And I think sometimes we prolong things that don't feel good because we're comfortable in there, or someone said, you know, the sex might be good and we don't want to part ways with that.
Why did you say someone said?
Because when we had,
this
when
is
we
personal.
Spoke.
Have you ever stayed with somebody too long because the sex was good?
No.
Too quick.
That's never been like
a leading factor. What are some red flags for Mashonda?
Red flags for me now, definitely communication. You know, if we can't be transparent, and consistency. Mm-hmm. I love consistency. So it's like those two things have so much to do with like your foundation mm-hmm. and what it's leading up to. So I look out for that.
how is dating now for Mashonda?
Dating is interesting. Dating can be ghetto. Dating can be really ghetto. You know,
I'm thinking ghetto with me. I'm thinking McDonald's. What's ghetto for Mashonda?
Well, if you're thinking McDonald's, about dating. You know, versus Mr. Chow or something.
When the fries are good and hot.
Exactly.
So what do you mean ghetto?
You know, I just feel like people get into these interactions and relationships mm-hmm. and they're not emotionally ready, not mm-hmm. mentally ready, and then they just come in with all their stuff and kind of like project onto you, and it's like, this is not what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of younger guys have been coming my way, and I'm like, I don't know if we can.
Lala said that too when she was up here last.
Yeah, and they're so like bold and intense mm-hmm. about it. It's like,
are they coming in your DMs? Are they meeting you in person?
Both.
Do you like the boldness?
I do like when, you know, people know what they want and they are showing you that mm-hmm. they're very serious about it. But it's just interesting because I'm just it, but. These younger guys they are pretty mature mm-hmm. compared to, I guess, 10 years ago, what a younger guy was. Mm-hmm. But it's been interesting because at first I was like, well, what do we even have in common? What are we going to talk about? Mm-hmm. But I don't know. You know, I don't want to say that I would never date. And when I say younger, I'm talking like 28 to 31.
Okay.
It's pretty young.
What's the wildest date you've been on that a younger man is taking you on? Where did y'all go? What did y'all do?
I mean, I can't even think of
it. I want to know the ghetto one that you said ghetto, because something popped in your mind when you said ghetto.
The McDonald's ain't that ghetto, especially if you high as hell and y'all leave, y'all coming back from somewhere and get them hot fries late at night.
I'm not talking about ghetto in a sense of form, like physical ghetto. I'm talking about like the interaction itself, you know?
Like
people don't call anymore. Sometimes they just only text you or they FaceTime you with no notice.
I don't like that.
You don't like the FaceTime?
I don't do FaceTime.
Yeah, I told you, I don't really answer FaceTime.
We have to plan a FaceTime.
Word up.
Like, hey, are you busy? Is it okay to FaceTime?
Right.
What did you feel you needed to tell yourself when you named the album Note to Self?
So I'm the type of person, I'm always... If something comes to mind, I'm always writing it down. I'm doing mm-hmm. voice notes. I'm journaling. And I've noticed that when I don't do that, I forget what that moment of like, oh, mm-hmm. wow. So I think everybody should start writing things down. Those moments where you like connect the dots in your head, like that happened because of this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always like something in the past that kind of triggers something in the present. So... For me, Note to Self is really, it's an accounting, it's a document of everything that I feel like I've survived and made it through, and it not only survived and made it through, but I'm able to take the lessons mm-hmm. from it. You know, I haven't forgotten the lessons.
Let's talk about the song Positive Distraction for a second. Okay. Because sometimes you're like, okay, you know, there's a lot going on and I just need something to make me feel good and feel happy.
Yeah.
Are you okay with dating somebody who you know maybe there's no future with, but they are a positive distraction?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I feel like everybody needs that. But that's also a conversation. You don't want to lead somebody on, you know. It's like we come together, we have a good time. And then it's okay, we can part ways mm-hmm. and pick up right where we left off from mm-hmm. the last time. Yeah.
Now, are you doing this all on your own, this album? Is it independent? Or are you...
Super independent.
You produce, direct your own videos.
So, everything.
So what makes this successful to you? What's in a successful album? The fact that it's done and out.
The fact that I did it, you know, the fact that I worked, put my money into it. I didn't ask anybody for anything. I paid everybody that helped me. I don't owe anybody any money.
Okay.
Right? I feel like I also created opportunities for creatives to come in and show what they can do.
Even the artwork, down to the artwork.
Down to every font, you know, all the small details. It feels really good to create a body of work and then release it and know that you pretty much did it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One thing I always give you credit for is artwork. Like as far as you curating these art shows, mm-hmm. helping these young artists, but also helping people get their collection up.
Yeah.
Because Mashonda will send me like pictures like, this would be great for you, or this artist, she's a young Black girl from Brooklyn, and I think you should get this piece of work because she really wants to sell it to somebody that... you know, somebody like you.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does always hit me up about things like that. And so can you talk about your love of art? Because this is something you were doing for a long time. I remember you did the book release. I think it was the book release at Donna Karen's place. Donna Karen's house. It was amazing, by the way. I was like, what is this? But even just being into artwork, where did that come from?
I've been a collector for the past 25 years. And that sounds old as hell. But I've always collected art and I've always supported artists. Mm-hmm. So it's just a part of who I am. But I started Art Leader in 2016 because I wanted to create a platform to give women in art more of an opportunity to show their work and to sell their work. So I do exhibitions, I curate, you know, galleries, and I'm getting ready to do a couple museum shows. And for me, it's all about having people of color collect people of color, you know. So when I connect Angela with an artist, an emerging artist that I know is doing what they need to do to take their career to the next level, I know that I'm not only helping Angela, but I'm also helping the artist. And music and art, you know, it collides. It's pretty much... the industries are almost alike, and the artists, they need the same kind of support as musicians do.
For people who want to collect art, how do you determine, because people always ask me that, like if they come to my house and they see what I have, and they're like, what made you decide to buy that? And for me, it's just a feeling that I get if I see something, if it evokes any type of emotion in me, if it makes me think of something, if I think it's just beautiful. What, for you, would you tell people who want to start collecting art, how do they go about getting their collection going?
I think the first thing is to make sure you buy art that you, if you have children, that you want your children to grow up looking at, mm-hmm. you know, and something that's gonna, because it becomes a part of your psyche. Like you wake up, you see it, you go to sleep, you see it. So make sure that you love what you're looking at. Don't just get into it for an investment, even though it can be a great investment, but definitely buy work that you love. And I think that's what you're so good at.
How can you tell when something's a good investment? People ask me that all the time, too. Because I'm like, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. No, you just buy art because you love it, which is great. You're like a real collector. But once you're involved in the marketplace and it's like stocks and bonds, right? You check the market. You can see what art is going up, what's selling at auction, the price points, who's in museums, who's with a good gallery. These are all ways that you can tell if an artist is going to be a quote-unquote good investment.
Mm. Let's go back to your other art, the music. Because you said this album is described as a healthy, realistic outlook on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But then this first single is called Complicated.
Mm-hmm, because that's real life.
So complicated relationships can be healthy?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you got to learn from it.
Is there such a thing as a relationship that's not complicated?
Right. Every human relationship, relationships with self is complicated.
Because humans are complicated.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Friendships are complicated.
I think
families.
Tackling that conversation is super healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the video?
I'm not sure.
Very sexy.
Is that the one where you and the guy all over each other?
Well, we're not all over each other. There are moments where we're fighting.
Okay.
But that's like, for me, that video is the perfect example of a complicated relationship.
Mm.
How do you argue? I always think it's important in relationships that because you are at times not going to get along,
mm-hmm.
and I do feel like your style of arguing and how you guys communicate during that time is important.
How do I argue?
Are you a yeller? Screamer?
I'm not. Do I sound like I would be yelling?
No.
I'm more like, however I argue, it works because I don't want to say.
Very firm.
You just shut down.
You're
super firm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't shut down because I do believe in communication.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a way of checking people.
You're laughing. What are you laughing? Because something on your mind.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of reactions, and I do have a good, because I pay close attention to everything,
mm-hmm.
every detail. I'm paying attention to you and you don't even think I am. So when it gets to the point of arguing, I'm going to call you out on things that you did not think.
So you're an attorney.
Pretty much.
She got that mental
Capricorn.
Book.
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorns.
So
when's your birthday?
January 9th. I'm going to call you out on things mm-hmm. that you had no idea I even paid attention to because mm-hmm. I didn't say shit about it before.
Is that healthy, though? Because sometimes people bring things up and you're
attack.
Like, why didn't you bring it
it's
up when it happened?
Cause
sometimes
because
sometimes
it can
attack,
fester.
Like
it's
said.
Not because you know why? I don't ever want to be that person that's coming across as the mother or the corrector or a judge. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to correct a grown person every time I see them doing something that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's healthy because that's not my child,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, but I am going to pay attention. Like those are the red flags. So
what bothers you the most in a relationship, whether you're dating somebody, something that you can't stand, whether it's, I don't know,
something I can't
time
stand.
Or is it,
you not said lack of consistency.
Yeah, lack of communication.
Lack of communication, lack of consistency. I think a very annoying thing is when people play around with my time. Like if you say a certain time, mm-hmm. you know what really irritates me? Not only from dating, not men, just in general. Like if we mm-hmm. have a 9 a.m. meeting, don't hit me at 9:45. And say, oh, I can't make it. You knew you couldn't make it probably at 8:45.
You
knew
like,
you
late
couldn't,
already.
Right? You knew you couldn't make it at 8 probably. So mm-hmm. those type of things.
I agree with that because I always feel like lateness is really a disrespect to the other person because it's 100%. Like your time's not important.
Yes.
And that's how I look at it. I remember I dated this guy and what I did to him, and he never was late again after this because he would always be late. And so what I did was the next time that we were going out, I just went and did something else. And then when he called me like 30, 40 minutes, I was like, oh, I didn't think you were coming.
Right.
And
right.
because you weren't here, so I left. And he was never late again after that.
Yeah. Time is very important.
Absolutely.
Time is like one of the most important things, especially when you're a parent, mm-hmm. because you plan everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, be considerate.
What made you focus on the last 5 years as opposed to like your whole life of dating experiences?
As far as the EP?
Yeah.
It wasn't only, I'd say it was more so the last 10 years.
10 years, okay.
Well, because coming out of a marriage, you know, I had to give myself time to really get ready for dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want to jump into anything. So once I hit the road, I was like, okay, I'm in it. Let's see what people are doing out here.
Did you like what you saw at first?
At first, I don't think I was conscious enough to really pay attention. I was just having fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how is that? Is everything dating somebody else when you have an ex, right? Do they always look at your ex like
it's insane and it's ridiculous? You know, and it's been a very large, it's been a huge hindrance and a complication. Yes.
I could imagine.
It's annoying.
If your ex worked at McDonald's, I'm sure it'd be a lot
easier. It'd be so much easier. It'd be so much easier. But some guys are insecure. A little intimidated and insecure. Mm-hmm. And some guys act like they're not, but they are. And then once in a while, you'll meet a guy who really does not care, who doesn't even really know who mm-hmm. the person is, and those are the ones.
Those are the young ones that you were talking about.
No, those are the ones that I like. Yeah, those are the ones who are just like, who? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to have fun.
You open to marriage again?
You know, marriage can be great. But I think I did it, and I'm good on that.
That's exactly what Lala said.
Yeah.
Like, verbatim. She was like, I did it.
I did it.
I did it. I'm good on that.
It's good when it's good. But I don't know if I believe anymore. And no offense to the people that are married.
She said the same thing.
Really?
No.
I just... you know, I don't know if I should even say this.
Say it.
But I just feel like, as humans... Mm-hmm. individual souls on a spiritual level, that what marriage means to a lot of people kind of stunts growth.
What do you mean?
Individually, as a person. Because if you're married to someone that's on the same level with you with this, then it's perfect. Mm-hmm. But if you're married to someone that doesn't think that you need to be somewhat interactive with another human at some point.
Oh, so you're basically saying you don't believe in monogamy?
Absolutely, I do.
Oh, okay, okay.
Where'd you get that from?
Because she said you can't.
No.
Interact doesn't mean
yes. What is wrong with you?
Doesn't mean intercourse.
No, no, no.
Here we go. Intercourse. What she said. Interact.
I heard her say interact. I thought she was saying it in a nice way.
No, no, no.
Not intercourse.
Yes.
That's what I got.
Oh, okay.
Like just having a conversation.
Hold on.
Like for instance, okay, here's a perfect example, and I thought this was so dope. I recently went to Qatar, and not knowing anyone, but wanting to do things, my friend connected me with his friend, mm-hmm. who's a married man, but who's also like super cultural. Like he knows what to do, where to go. He literally picked me up. We connected on WhatsApp. He picked me up. He took me to everywhere I wanted to go. We spent the day together. Did all these things, like restaurants, malls, all this stuff. And then he introduced me to his wife. And his wife was super cool. I was like, thank you so much for letting me borrow your husband. It was dope.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot of people are prepared to understand.
Ditto.
Really?
That dynamic, that human, that very necessary human interaction.
What do you think? Would Gia be okay with that, Envy?
Were you having a tour guide?
No, him being the tour guide.
Him being a tour guide.
For a woman that he's never met before.
I wouldn't put myself in that predicament, but so no. Unless I knew the person. Like if I know the person personally, then my wife would
majority
have
of my friends are, are women.
But if it's somebody that I don't know and just flying in, fuck no.
See?
Not in a zillion years.
Yeah, yeah, that's different. You know what I mean?
It was different. I was even like, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me...
She just heard about it and called. Yeah, she's like, what?
Right.
What'd you say? Who's your talker? Who'd you say earlier?
That is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Would you be okay with that, with somebody you were dating?
It would have to be. Because if that person, and you know, he was hitting his wife the whole time. And I would want to be in a situation with someone that I trust
mm-hmm.
enough to go do that.
Absolutely. You feel like you could trust somebody that much, though?
Yeah.
Like, is it hard for you to trust?
No. Because,
he
mean...
He didn't try to holler. Well, he wouldn't say anyway, right?
He didn't try to holler. No, 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 no.
Because people have told me that men and women can't be friends, and
that is a damn lie. Literally 95% of my friend circle is women.
I have great male friends,
and some people.
But I'm also not throwing myself and giving sexual energy to these people. You know, like I didn't give him any sexual energy. Mm-hmm. It was like I knew he was married, and was like I wasn't. I didn't look at him that way.
Right.
You know?
Just
and
thank
so,
you for helping me.
Right.
And some people also feel like they don't want to make new friends either. Because I've heard that a million times.
That's
like,
so problematic. That's some
other
new culture.
Who is this random new person?
Culture stuff. It's mm-hmm. like no new friends. And how are you going to grow?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you going to evolve?
Sometimes
no
your
new
friends you might like better than your old friends.
For
who
real.
You, you just feel obligated to be friends with.
The guy that picked you up, I mean, he has to be.
You're still thinking about
it? No, because I'm thinking about
not
it
not like this.
No, because if it's like, if a family member called and said, hey, I have a friend coming in town, that means that person means something to you.
Yes.
So that means that yes, I would go pick them up and do something. Because other than that, I'm trying to think if I would pick somebody up that I didn't know. But I would only right. do that if a close friend said, hey,
mutual
this
friend.
Is my sister.
Absolutely.
Please look out for her. Or this is right. my so-and-so. So, yeah, I can see that happening.
But right. his wife still didn't have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know?
That's true.
Could you deal with a man right now that hasn't done any work on himself? Like, never been to therapy, not on no journey of healing, nothing?
Mm-mm. I don't have the time
mm-hmm.
yeah, or the energy. I have one son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so. You think you've been in love again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at her blushing.
You're in love now, it seemed like it.
Even for me now, and love is also very different,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, you have a new definition of it?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Yeah. I think in love is kind of like a infatuation. It's very I don't want to say temporary. Some people do say they're like been married for years and mm-hmm. they're still in love. Mm-hmm. But I do kind of think that it's, it could be selfish. It could be very, conditional in love.
Mm-hmm.
Like what happens if that person does something that doesn't make you so happy? Are you still in love with them?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like, I when I get into these relationships and the love starts coming into play, it's always about, will I be able to be okay with you even if you do something that I can't stand? You know, like I love my son. If he does something I don't like, I'm still going to love my son.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to look at you that way? Can we get through that? So for me, that is more important than being in love.
Mm-hmm.
Could you date somebody in the industry again?
I wouldn't want to. I haven't.
Why not?
Mm-mm. I know why not.
But you wouldn't rule it out.
You said you don't know why not because you just hate
no,
the
I
industry.
No, I do know why not.
Does.
A lot
I
of sexually transmitted
to
demons in the industry.
Why not? Why?
And I mean, this could apply to everyone in this room because mm-hmm. we are industry people.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
I just think that we are jaded in a way. We've been overexposed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our purity has been tainted.
Mm.
So,
but that's not just this industry. That's in life. I feel like
music industry is a little
different.
Music
industry is something different.
It's a little different.
And people change as they get older too. I feel like there's a time when everybody's going wild and then everybody calms down.
Sure. That's where everybody in therapy now seems like.
Yeah.
yeah. But maybe like, you know, some forbidden fruit wouldn't be bad.
I'm okay with that. But it's like you said though, the person just really has to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all aware of our things.
It also mm-hmm. has to change too. You know, mm-hmm. you think about when we all came up together, right? It was a wild time. That's what we seen.
Fun and wild.
There was nothing showing us the other side.
Yeah.
Now that's starting to change. You're starting to see that more, you know, which is a way better thing, you know?
True. But I don't know. It's just something about the whole, even the word music industry. It's like, I don't think I want to deal with anybody in the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Even, I just said the song Forbidden Fruit. Now, I read
that
part of that is also somebody told you taste like a sweet fruit.
Piece of
fruit.
Jesus, Angela.
Is that true or false?
No, everything that I write about is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
What fruit was it?
Don't give out your secrets. That's a whole other book. EP.
No, it is a whole other book, and I actually wanted to do a whole little thing on it. But I
a
will
whole book on forbidden fruit.
No, about self-care.
Oh, okay.
Damn, baby.
About how to take care of yourself, okay. And you know how to taste good. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
That was like lip service.
Yeah. Oh, Mashana did lip service.
I figured that. Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Well, you want to play a joint off the album?
What you want to play? Complicated?
I want to play Complicated.
Yes.
Okay.
She, by the way, first time directing a video.
Yes.
So that's huge. So make sure after you hear the song, go look at the video too, if you haven't already.
I love it. I love it.
I did
so
want to
much.
Ask one more question about purity, though. Like, what is purity? Because I don't feel like anybody can be pure. I don't think no human on this planet could ever be pure. So what is purity to you?
I think I know purity for me is, like I said, loving someone unconditionally,
mm-hmm.
not expecting, just really taking them for who they are, not coming down on them every time they do something that irritates you, but learning how to manage yourself, you know, checking yourself. Why does this irritate me?
Mm-hmm.
And when you exchange energy with someone on that level, that's pure. And it's rare.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
All right. Well, Mashonda, ladies and gentlemen.
It's getting complicated.
If you're late, she's going to be pure and not come down on you.
Jesus Christ. My God.
Huh. All right. Well, Mashonda, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.